The last episode on loving God was such a great episode that we got so many great questions. So this is a bonus episode with questions and answers on loving God, loving life. Welcome back. I'm Gila Ross, author of Living Beautifully and host of the Power Up podcast, where we share insights that upgrade your life based on timeless Jewish wisdom. Molly had a question.
Well, related to the suffering, the thing is, what I notice is when I go through a difficult thing, or you're in a place that might be a challenging place, and then you come to a place like Denver, which is, you know, wonderful in many ways, or Israel, whatever it is, you appreciate it so much more because you weren't growing up like totally immersed in it. Like if you're a rich person, or your parents are rich, and you grew up with a silver spoon in your hand, and you never had to want for food or anything that you ever wanted, you're never going to appreciate it or have that connection. It's like, because you have everything. But if you grow up and you're poor and you had to work really hard and help your parents out and do all the things you had to do just to make ends meet, and then all of a sudden you were able to get this great education because they gave you a scholarship, and now you're able to afford a nice house, you're going to appreciate it so much more than the rich person who ends up in the same house.
Do you think, though, that you have a different love? This is where I'm having it. This is why where I have a difficult time, where gratitude is a lot easier to get my head around. Having gratitude for Hashem is a lot easier. So going to into nature, it's very easy to have gratitude. Is gratitude the same as love? That's a question. I'm not sure.
I guess it depends on how you define love. Are you defining love as like the romance, you know, blue skies, green grass, everything's amazing kind of like thing? Or,
I mean, when you're talking about the mitzvah of loving Hashem, and it's easier to have gratitude for Hashem, much easier than it is to say, and I love Hashem.
Well, I develop a love for Hashem by seeing him and appreciating him in my life. So like, right, the more I can see every day, oh, thank you Hashem for this, thank you, like that I can see his hand in my world, and then I develop that appreciation that strengthens my love for him, seeing his involvement in my life more than someone that just takes it for granted everything they have.
Right. So then you would add to the list of three and like gratitude. So, you know, we have studying nature, studying Torah, and sacrifice. In those things, you're seeing gratitude, and that's how you're growing your love.
Well, the sacrifice meaning, I guess.
Or the suffering, like the seeing the purpose in even the difficult times.
I try to see, they say you're supposed to see God and thank God for, I mean, this is all coming from like Rabbi Shlomo Rush. It's like you're supposed to thank him for the good and the not apparently good.
Right.
So you're not supposed to just say, oh, because this good thing is happening, I'm thankful. You're supposed to actually see the suffering,
right,
as also you're supposed to be thankful for that too.
Right. Right. And that increase, and that is where the love grows.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you can't have love grow or even conceive of the conceptual plane of what love means if you don't have an openness to begin with. So like when I read, you shall love Hashem your God in these matters I command you today to be upon your heart. When I took whatever class many years ago, we delved into the concept of upon your heart. And in our discussion at that time, if I'm even remembering correctly, was God is not imbuing that commandment in that your heart is already automatically open.
Mm-hmm.
Our discussion was we as people, as Jews, have to open our hearts because he can have it right there, like 99% of the way. And if we're closed off, God can't do much of anything.
So then the question is, though, how?
So how to open?
Right, because And it was, again, it's like, again, a class years ago. But one of the things that came up in that class when we were talking about like this mitzvah in particular was, it's very difficult to get your head around this mitzvah if you don't have a good relationship with your parents.
I was going to say that. I was going to bring that up at some point.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And keep going. Sorry. Yeah.
And so, and that's something that I've always grappled with. And at that moment, it was like, oh, well, that explains a lot, right? And it truly does, because how do you relate? If we're told to relate to Hashem as a father figure, or as like, if our original love relationship that we know is with our parents, and we don't know what that means in relation,
right.
Then again, how do you do that? So how do you, like, what does that mean?
I think you have to try to model off of other types of relationships, and if it's not the parent bond, then maybe the grandparent bond, or maybe a friend.
But it has
to model off of some, you have to learn that openness somehow. I don't think if you've closed it off, somehow you have to reopen
or
it.
I think the closedness is, to me, if I can weigh in here, the closeness is, the openness is an openness to explore, to learn, mm-hmm. to grow, right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
Everyone, yes, it's the reason why it's complicated is because we do, and it's one thing, as you know, we do model, like, God is referred to as our father, right? Like, it is that parent figure, right? So if you don't have a healthy relationship with your parents, if you don't feel the love from them, if you don't love them, right, then it is going to be harder for you. So if you don't relate to the love and you relate to the gratitude,
right.
Go for it.
Right.
Build the gratitude. And I'm not a rabbi, but right. I would say yes, right?
Right.
Maimonides is saying, this is how you build love, right? Mm-hmm. So if the word love is triggering or tripping you up or whatever for you, forget about it. Focus on these three. It'll come, right? It's a process, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the thing. Gratitude speaks to you to build that.
Yeah.
You know, eventually with time, if you're grateful for someone, you kind of like them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So forget about the words for love for now. Put it off the back burner. Yes.
Well, another way to word it, I guess, would be, that's one way to build a relationship with God. So
right.
God wants us to have a relationship with him. And if you're going to develop, you can only develop love for somebody if you have a relationship with them. So over the years, yes, you love your kids from when they're born, but the more and more you give, hopefully, if they're living in the house with you all that time, then you're strengthening that relationship with them the more you're with them. But, you know, hopefully if you're communicating. So the best way to build a relationship, I think, is communication. So by my communicating to Hashem, thank you for this, or listening to the Torah, so it's his way of communicating to me, like, learning the Torah, so I'm learning this is how God wants me to be.
Right. Yeah. But don't worry about the word love. It's tripping you up.
It totally is, and this is not a short-term thing.
It's a long-term thing.
Like, this is a business that's very difficult to get your head around.
Yeah, and if for people, and I've seen it again and again and again, and it's known. It's not a whatever. It's a fact, if I can be so bold and say that, yes, people who struggle with a relationship with their parents struggle more in this thing. People that, you know, grow up in a warm, loving, trusting home, and they automatically just love and trust their parents, they have that model. It's easier for them, mm-hmm. right? And God knows who has it easier and who has it harder. But if the love is thing and you relate to gratitude, fantastic.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I'd love to hear what you thought about this. And if you enjoyed this podcast, you'll love my new book, Living Beautifully. You can check the show notes for where to get it. And please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out.